The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are looking for trouble. And we think you should look for trouble and then find ways to avoid it. But looking for trouble, well, everybody's looking to avoid stocks that they think are going to go down. But the truth is that at New Constructs, they don't look the same way that everybody else does. Where most folks start at the top of the numbers, they start at the bottom. They start from the footnotes and then work their way up. And they rate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What's dangerous? Typically, it's something that looks pretty good. It's something that you can make a case for and say, hey, I could buy that. But in fact, when you read it from the bottom up, you find out that the numbers are a bit misleading. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer is president of New Constructs. He joins us each week at this time. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Expedia.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Expedia, ticker symbol EXPE. It's actually my favorite of the travel sites, but why is it your least favorite or low favorite or just dangerous right now?
You know, these guys are playing what has become a sort of fairly common theme, a typical Wall Street trick where they're showing earnings growth, revenue growth, while their actual cash flows are headed in the opposite direction. And you pair that with a valuation that's unrealistically high, and you've got a recipe for a momentum disaster. This is a classic case. We've talked about momentum trading and put momentum investors in the danger zone or momentum stocks in the danger zone. And this is a great example of a momentum stock that's a ticking time bomb.
But that said, this is a popular name. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of folks who maybe like the company, even if they don't necessarily know enough to like or dislike the stock. This is not like some of the stocks that you've picked on, the LinkedIns of the world, where it's like new or it's fresh off the IPO, et cetera. This is an established company, an established competitor in a business that when it comes to travel has seen an uptick because, well, hey, with low energy prices, the oil stocks started to do their thing. But the airline stocks really picked up because, well, hey, it was better for them. And then their loads picked up as their fares came down and all that other stuff. What's going to be a catalyst here? Because you could see a lot happening in the travel business that would suggest that no matter what Expedia does, for a while, they're going to continue to look good.
You know, the macro picture played a very small part in the pickup in airline stocks. The pickup in airline stocks was made because of major margin expansion because of consolidation. So prices went up and margins went up for airlines because they consolidated like crazy. And many would say there was a lack of competition in that space. They're more profitable than they ought to be because of so much consolidation. That's not true in the travel booking business. There's a lot of competition. And I think the catalyst here for Expedia is going to be an earnings miss. Let me put it another way. They bought Orbitz because they had to come up with something to keep people interested in the stock. The entire industry is supposed to grow. IBIS estimates the travel industry is going to grow about 2.3% compounded annually for the next 5 years. There's not a lot of growth there. And Expedia's stock price implies that they're going to grow 16% compounded annually for at least 15 years. So there's a disconnect here in terms of expectations and what reality is going to be. And travel is a very dynamic space, right? Expedia could be big today. Orbitz could be big today. But you know what? It could be that Airbnb is what we're all using 5 years from now. It could be that Google's new site, Google Flights, is what we use. Amazon Destinations, who knows? But we do know this. It's very difficult for one online offering to supplant another online offering in this kind of space.
Right. And it's tough for them to fend it off. So you always have those measures, and you just gave us one of how far ahead of itself this stock is in terms of its price. Are there other numbers that concern you here?
I think that a lot of attention is going to be paid on the Orbitz deal. I don't know if it's hard for me to see how they could sort of, with a combined market share of 73% of the online travel business, get that approved. But if it does get approved, I would imagine there's going to be plenty of Wall Street hype around the stock, and I would not get anywhere close to shorting it until this cloud kind of evaporates, because this is a very Wall Street driven deal. And we see this in the numbers. You've heard me talk about the high-low fallacy, where accounting earnings can go up even if the cash flows are going down, just because of the funky way accounting works for mergers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very much what's happening here. They're very misleading numbers. They're showing accounting earnings rising, even though the underlying quality of the business is falling through the floor. That's an issue. And once we get past this Expedia Orbitz combination, what we're going to be left with here is really not a very profitable business with a lot of new upstart competitors. You know, don't forget about Priceline, right?
Right.
That's another big one. And that's where I say, you know, you got to be careful. And I also feel like, you know, in a market that's a lot more volatile, the only thing holding this stock up is this Orbitz deal. And at the end of the day, it's not going to be economically profitable. So it's just a matter of time before the dialogue around the stock changes.
And at that point, what's a fair price on the stock?
Well, I can put it to you this way. You cut it down by at least half if you want to give them credit for 10% growth in profits for a decade.
That's at least half. And from the sounds of it, you think it's going to be worse than that?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? You think they're going to be able to grow 10% compound annually for a decade?
No.
Would you bet on that?
No, I would not bet on that. And that is, in a nutshell, why Expedia, ticker symbol EXPE, is in the danger zone. If you want to learn more about how New Constructs does its research, if you want to check out the most attractive and most dangerous lists and more, if you want to see more research on this particular stock because they blog about it, go to newconstructs.com. If you want to find out when they blog about it, when they put those things up, you'll follow New Constructs on Twitter at New Constructs. David, it's always great to chat with you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Looking forward to it.
Well, up next on the Monday, September 14th edition of Money Life, we've got the Money Life Market Call. Maury Fertig from Relative Value Partners will be talking closed-end funds when Money Life continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.